Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, momentum semakin kuat di balik dorongan bagi Australia untuk menjadi salah satu negara pertama yang mengesahkan pembatasan usia penggunaan media sosial. Pada sebuah pertemuan puncak di Sydney, para politisi, akademi, pendidik, dan kaum remaja telah membahas secara langsung dampak dari ruang digital modern. Peggy Giacomelos melaporkannya untuk Anda. Mia Richardson yang berusia 14 tahun tidak bisa mengingat kehidupannya sebelum adanya media sosial.
But I wish I didn't have it as early as I did, and I feel like if I got rid of it, it'd be hard. But if everyone was like didn't have it, I think it'd be easier.
Dia termasuk di antara sejumlah remaja yang perkembangan sosialnya terdampak oleh penggunaan media sosial.
Growing up with social media, I think it's changed a lot of me and my friends' opinions. And I think living, if the ban was to go through, I think it'd be very hard to deal without social media. I think because we've slowly got used to social media, it'll be hard just to take it straight away. I think we need to slowly get rid of it. And then maybe one day it can be gone again, and I feel like it'll be easier to communicate with friends and in person. Yeah.
Sebuah konferensi tingkat tinggi media sosial yang diselenggarakan bersama oleh pemerintah New South Wales dan South Australia telah mempertemukan akademisi, kaum muda, dan politisi untuk membahas cara terbaik mengatasi dampak negatif media sosial. KTT ini diadakan pada saat pemerintah federal sedang meninjau usia minimum untuk penggunaan media sosial yang diharapkan akan disahkan pada bulan November. Usia minimum untuk pengguna media sosial belum diumumkan secara publik, namun secara umum diperkirakan usia minimumnya antara 14 dan 16 tahun. Premier South Australia Peter Malinauskas mengatakan bukti tentang bahaya media sosial bagi kaum muda sudah sangat jelas.
It's now time for governments to step in and do something about it. We cannot allow social media companies to industrialize addiction of young people for their financial benefit at the expense of children having the upbringing that they deserve to have healthy relationships, to have a optimistic sense of themselves and their futures, and that's why we're going to do something about it. Chris is right, the federal government, to their great credit, with bipartisan support of the coalition, are going to act. We are going to see legislation introduced into the federal parliament before the end of this calendar year. We can't welcome that enough. I do think there needs to be a degree of urgency applied from governments and their leaders around the nation.
Premier New South Wales Chris Minns mengatakan para orang tua menghadapi tantangan ekstra karena tidak dapat meminta nasihat dari generasi yang lebih tua terkait media sosial. Premier Minns mengatakan dukungan juga diperlukan dari para orang tua.
We weren't exposed to this level of digital intrusion when we were kids, and neither were our parents. So the single best resource and advice that parents have when dealing with the problem facing your own children, and that is sitting down and asking your mum what she did when you were a complete pain in the ass, is not available, because this is the first generation that has confronted this challenge.
Jesse Alexander Gordon saat ini berada di tahun ke-12. Dia agak berbeda di antara kelompok sebayanya dalam mendukung larangan tersebut.
From my personal experience, people my age, I'm 17, people my age are actually in support of it. Everyone I've talked to is quite a big fan of the ban. People younger, so you're looking at people under 14, it becomes a bit more controversial because those are the people who would be impacted by a ban. But people who have gone off the back, you know, growing up with social media, they realize that a ban would have been beneficial to them growing up.
Jesse sendiri menggunakan media sosial dan menambahkan bahwa sementara banyak orang menggunakannya untuk alasan yang benar, ia berpikir perusahaan media sosial perlu membuat lebih banyak untuk melindungi kaum muda yang rentan.
Look, my favorite way of doing it is that you get these social media companies, which are quite smart companies. You put the onus on them, you put the responsibility on them to enforce these rules pretty much. And we need transparency, we need checks on these companies. And when they're found in breach, you give them heavy fines. So the responsibility is on them.
Psikolog juga mengamati dampaknya dan beberapa merasa khawatir dengan apa yang mereka lihat. Dr. Jen Twenge berasal dari San Diego State University. Ia mengatakan ada banyak data global yang menghubungkan penggunaan media sosial dengan peningkatan depresi dan kesepian, kecemasan, menyakiti diri sendiri, dan bunuh diri, terutama di kalangan anak perempuan dan wanita muda. Dr. Twenge mendukung pembatasan usia.
I think most of the data points in the direction of 16 or older being the age minimum for social media. So the links between social media use and depression are stronger among those ages 15 and younger in most of the data that we have. 17 and 18-year-olds, the links are not quite as strong. Some people made an argument for the age minimum being 18 at legal adulthood, but I think 16 is a nice compromise because then if a young person is interested in community affairs or politics, that's something social media might potentially be useful for. And then we're protecting children and younger teens from a lot of the inappropriate and harmful content that is online as well that a 16 or 17-year-old might be better able to handle.
Menteri Komunikasi Federal Michelle Rowland mengatakan jika larangan tersebut diterapkan, tidak akan ada hukuman bagi anak-anak atau orang tua. Ia mengatakan platform-platform tersebut wajib menunjukkan bahwa mereka mengambil langkah-langkah yang wajar untuk memastikan perlindungan mendasar tersedia.
Our approach will ensure the e-safety regulator provides oversight and enforcement. And we are also considering an exemption framework to accommodate access for social media services that demonstrate a low risk of harm to children. The aim of an exemption is to create positive incentives for digital platforms to develop age-appropriate versions of their apps and embed safe and healthy experiences by design. We will set a 12-month implementation timeframe to provide industry and the regulator the time necessary to implement systems and processes.
Pengecualian untuk platform media sosial yang menunjukkan risiko rendah terhadap anak-anak sedang dipertimbangkan. Jika larangan usia tersebut diterapkan, kemungkinan besar perusahaan media sosial akan menjadi pihak yang memberlakukannya, dengan beberapa ahli mempertanyakan seberapa efektif hal ini dan seberapa besar keinginan remaja untuk mematuhinya. Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Peggy Giacomelos untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.